Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is October 5th. Today we are going to continue in Isaiah 58. So let's continue on today. Yesterday we finished with the idea of what a true fast is and how a true fast has to have our hearts drawn to the poor. One of the purposes is to deal our bread to the hungry. Now, we talked about this yesterday, but there's just a tiny bit more that I want to touch on, and that's just the very end of that verse. It says, "And that thou hidest not thyself from thine own flesh." Now, that's a really interesting phrase to me, and I think the reason why I like it is because as we fast, we get the opportunity to experience in the flesh this very physical sensation that the poor might feel all the time, that the hungry feel all the time. And so as we fast, it gives us the opportunity to not hide that part of ourselves, to uncover that part of ourselves, to uncover the memories of what it's like to really, truly be hungry. And in that way, draw out our hearts in compassion to those who feel that all the time. I love that part of the fast is to help us learn to empathize with people who are poor, to learn to help us empathize with those who go to bed hungry. Because for us, we know that it's temporary. We know that it's just a moment. But when we experience that hunger, are we letting it turn our minds to those whose hunger isn't temporary, isn't just for a moment, but who live day to day with that hunger sensation? Part of the purpose of fasting is to experience and to empathize with those who experience this hunger daily. Now, what I love here is that the next several verses, verses 8 through 12, are going to talk about the blessings of the fast. And I've never noticed this before, but it would seem like 8 and 9 are the blessings of the actual fast, and that 10 through 12 are the blessings of the offering. And we'll talk more about that when we get there, but let's jump into these blessings. Now, remember, I'm a total word nerd. I love how each of these blessings says then, because it's going to show us once you've done the fast, then here's the blessing that's attached to it. So we're going to hear that a lot in these verses. Verse 8, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." Now let's pause there really quick. I love this promise that our light will break forth as the morning. Our fast, our willingness to sacrifice and offer is an opportunity for our countenances to shine, our opportunity for our countenances to become more like the Savior's. Our light, that inner light, will break forth. So there's a spiritual blessing, but listen to the physical blessing. It says, "Thy health shall spring forth speedily." Now, the fascinating thing about this is that as science has caught up with revelation, science and health professionals have begun to see that this is absolutely true, that periodic fasting is 100% good for our body. It's good for our insulin levels to reset. It's good for our bodies to just kind of reset. Many doctors recommend the occasional fast as just a good practice. So it's interesting when we see science catch up with revelation there. "Our righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." Then verse 9, again, we're going to see a blessing of the fast. "Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity." Now, what's interesting here is that we know that when we cry out to God, we know that when we pray, he's always there listening. He's always there answering. Sometimes when we don't feel like he's answering, it's because he's answering in a way that we're not expecting. But what's interesting here is that it says, when we fast, "Then thou shalt call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and he shall say, Here I am." Now, that's a fascinating verse to me because we know that God is always listening. We know that he's always answering, but perhaps, and this is just something that I thought of as I was reading this time, I've never considered it before, but perhaps one of the blessings of the fast is it gives us eyes to see that the Lord is there answering and saying, "Here am I." Maybe one of the greatest benefits of the fast is spiritual eyes to see that the Lord is there, that he's hearing our prayers and that he's answering them in his own way. Then the rest of it, take away from the midst of thee thy yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking of vanity, that goes right along with one of the purposes of the fast, which is to loose the bands of wickedness and to break every yoke. Listen to how Elder Condy put it. He said, Satan would have you surrender your moral agency to various forms of addictive behavior, but a loving Heavenly Father has promised you, through his prophet Isaiah, that through sincere fasting, as you subdue your physical appetites, he will help you loose the bands of wickedness and break every yoke. Claim that promise through fasting. Our emptiness will provide more room for the fullness of the gospel. The hollowing precedes the hallowing. So I love that follow-up of the blessing, that one of the blessings of a true fast is that those yokes are broken and that we become more spiritually free. Now let's continue on in verse 10. It says, And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. Now remember how at the beginning of this I said that 8 and 9 seem to be blessings for the actual fast, and that 10, 11, and 12 seem to be blessings for the offering and the blessing of the poor. This is why I say that. Listen to the beginning of that verse. It says, If thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then. So he's not saying if you fast, then this is the blessing. It's if you use the fast to bless other people. If you use the fast to remember the hungry, the afflicted, if you use your hunger to become more empathetic to other people's hunger, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. What a blessing, what a promise that we can be a light in times of darkness. And though darkness might be all around us, we can experience light and brightness because of the fast and because of the empathy which we gain through the fast. Verse 11, And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Hello, I need that one. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. Now it's interesting because oftentimes drought goes hand in hand with like a lack of faith or a lack of testimony. In Amos, a drought is directly related to the apostasy or a loss of faith or a loss of Christ. If we fast and if we use that fast to bless the poor, the Lord will guide us continually and he can satisfy the droughts in our lives. We all go through moments where we just feel spiritually zapped, right? But we don't have to. We can use a true fast to be given strength and testimony in those times of drought. Then he goes on, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Your testimony will go forth blessing other people and being rich and lively. Now, this is my absolute favorite one. This is my husband's favorite one. It says, And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Now, my friends, I'm not going to pretend to know exactly everything that being a repairer of the breach means and a restorer of paths to dwell in mean, but I will tell you what it sounds like to me, that if we use the true fast in our lives, not just once, but if it becomes a part of us, that they that be of thee, meaning our posterity, our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-great-grandchildren, all the generations that come, you will be considered a repairer of the breach. You will be considered that strong link in your family's chain. Now, why is that important? It's not so that people look at you and be like, ooh, she had so much faith. Good on her. Way to go. No, it's not about that. You get to be that strong chain so that those after you have strength in their testimony and strength in the gospel. Perhaps, and I'm not saying that this happens every time, but perhaps our commitment to true fast can repair the breaches in our own loved ones who are struggling, who have allowed a breach between them and the Lord. My friends, let's not underestimate the power of a true fast, a joyous fast. a fast that longs for yokes to be broken and bands of wickedness to be loosed, a fast that uses that hunger to remember and build empathy for those who are hungry, a fast that gives generously and blesses the lives of others. Let's unlock the power of that kind of fast to bless our own lives and the lives of all those who will come after us. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.